Hello and welcome to Heart First with Jess King. I am Jess King and I am thrilled to introduce you all to today's guest. Colleen Talbot is joining us from Australia. Colleen is, well, we're just meeting for the first time as well. But you know, when you meet someone online or you see them on social media and you're just like, boom, I know this person, we're connected. She has this beautiful spirit. Colleen is a very talented visual artist. She is someone who is, for me, she just radiates love and light. And she's someone who, without a doubt, even without knowing her, you can just pop on her Instagram and feel her care and ability to inspire, to educate, to uplift, and to really help people come into their own. I really mean that, even without, you know, you just have something so special. So thank you so very much for joining us today, Colleen.
Thank you. Thanks, Jazz. Oh my God. What an honor, right? I mean, and the same about you. You know, I think I followed you first. So, you know, just, I don't know. I don't even know how it all happened, but
me neither.
I'm just really honored to be here, and it feels really natural. And I feel like I've known you forever. And so this is cool. I'm excited to share.
Awesome. And thank you. So what I thought would be interesting, well, for myself and hopefully for listeners and watchers here, is to talk about the creative process. As a visual artist, and just like how did you get into art? How did you know that this was something you wanted to pursue? Was it just, how did that process work for you? Just open-ended question. I would love.
Ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to be an artist. Like I would tell people, I want to be an artist. I love painting and creating. And the main thing I got, I remember quite vividly a few times, like just drawing and being taken away, like losing track of time and feeling really connected and loving like the story I was telling in my drawing. And it's funny, I get chills because I can still remember the drawings, you know, and feeling I was taken to a different like space and time. And then my parents really encouraged me to keep with the art, and they, I did lessons, and then I went away to school and I got my degree in fine arts. And like you don't need a degree in fine arts at all, but that was like, that's what I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to paint. And plus I just loved being creative, and I didn't like math. I didn't like any of that stuff. I loved to do the art. It was like, you know, if you had a choice of what classes you're going to take, it was like, I'm taking art, I'm doing art. And so I did that, and I went to through the university system and everything. And it was great. I had some, you know, fabulous teachers and everything, but at the same time, there's the whole, you're creating a product, you know, you're creating, and there's a lot of pressure to have it look a certain way or to follow the rules you know, it was this really a lot of ego attached to the outcome of my paintings. And I would very rarely finish my work. Like I would just take it and I would, you know, or if I did finish it, I didn't like it and I would shove it under the bed. Or, you know, you see when you go to the thrift stores, you see all those paintings that are half finished.
Yeah.
Because you get to this point. Now I do it now, but I know it's part of the process of getting to a point where you don't know where to go or you're not happy with it. And then you're like, I'm crap. I'm not going to get this done, you know? So, you know, you'd go through that whole thing. So when I was, after college and all of that, I kind of took a big break from it. And I went and I got a degree, not a degree. I went and got a job in sales, and I was doing sales in the, health markets and all that. And I really loved that too. And I thought, oh, I'm just gonna, you know, I need to make money. Right. So
of course,
did that. And I stopped really painting. And whenever I did paint, I had the whole judgment thing. I'm like, oh, I'm not an artist because I only paint it here and there. And, you know, and those feelings kept me from painting. It was like, I would run up to I'd feel those feelings. And so then after, you know, I met my husband in the States, and then we came over here. He's from Australia. So we came over here and I had my first child, and I still wasn't doing much painting. And then I had my second daughter. And right after having her, I had started having, well, I had a dream where I was actually pushing the pram and I could hear, I could smell oil paints in my dream. Wow. And I was like, oh, there's oil paints. And I saw this group of women painting in a park. And I was like, I felt this real big longing.
This was all in the dream? Sorry, all in the dream?
This is a dream, you know, but I could smell the paints. Like I could smell oil paints. I don't even use oil paints now, but I had in the past. So I knew that smell, the turpentine, the oil. And I was like, oh, and I felt this like longing. And I woke up in the morning, I thought, man, I just started thinking about painting again. And then I, you know, through a series of events, found this online painting program and did that. And it was how to paint intuitively. And so a totally different way of coming to the canvas, coming to the paper, whatever, and just really coming from wherever you're at and just expressing yourself, you know? And so it's just kind of going with movement of the paint on the paper. You had no, you weren't copying something from a picture, you know? So it was this whole kind of really connecting with your soul. There was like a soul connection there, you know, and which there always is in art, but so I started painting in this way and then I just kept going. And so that was, you know, that was 10 years ago. Is it 10 years? Yeah. Almost 10 years ago, or more than 10 years, 11 years. And then I just learned more and more. I took more online courses because I just, you know, I really couldn't get enough and I just wanted to learn more. And, it just really kind of went from there. And so I actually teach women how to paint in this way, because for me, what it's brought me is a deep, deep connection with my inner knowing, you know? And when I paint, the way I paint, I'll explain that in a minute, but what I feel is there's like this coherence that happens. It's a meeting of me between my higher knowing, like my spirit, with my earthly self, my physical self. And I've got this, you know, I've got this gift. I've got this, it's what I will say is a gift because it's been given to me, or I chose it or whatever. I don't know how it happens, but before I came to this world, you know, and I wanted to do it. Yeah. I mean, with singing, like, you know, not everyone wants to sing. Right. So, it's, you have these desires. We all have them. And people go, well, you know, I don't know what my purpose is in life, or I don't know, you know, and I believe our purposes change. I don't think they stay stagnant, but I do think we have our things that we're naturally really good at and that we naturally are drawn to, you know? Absolutely. So, yeah. So, and it's been such a, it's brought so much joy to my life. It's brought so much, I think, an expedited or a evolution of my spiritual growth, you know, because it's, and with painting, you know, you're so do you want me to talk about my process a little bit?
Yeah. I mean, I would love to actually hear, just first, like, first of all, I love the discovery of your great passion as a kid, you know, and just this, I imagine an unconscious awareness of this flow state, right? Where you're just like transported, you lose time. And then that probably being what's like calling you to continue, right? This love, and then how the world and judgment or professors or whatever, all the other stuff can sort of, because it happens to all of us, no matter what field you're in, you know, we're speaking as artists, because it seems somehow that much more, I don't know what the word is, striking or something, but maybe not. And then rediscovering it and how beautiful that came to you through a dream, you know, just like the divine timing of it, of you then, you know, coming back to it and now being able to like turn that around and help others discover that is just so beautiful. So I just wanted to not rush through that because that's so beautiful.
Oh my God, it totally is. And you know, I get that same feeling now. It's probably one of the only times that I stop thinking about eating. No, I'm just I'll be hungry. I'll go into the studio and I'm like, oh, 2 hours have passed. I'm not hungry.
Oh my gosh. I I just was in the studio last week. I totally relate to that, where you just lose time and then suddenly you're like, oh my God, now I'm like, okay, I gotta bring a sandwich to the studio because otherwise I'm not gonna eat for 12 hours because I won't even see the time. And then you're like, oh gosh, that's not good. Yeah.
And what is that? Like, you know, we lose. So I almost wonder, you know, where are we going? Like, it's like, and does time change? Like,
time, right? We know that, but it's we comprehend that is like something else. Yeah.
No, but it's almost like it expands or it does something weird where it just, there is no time. Yeah. It is hard to comprehend.
Yeah.
I
would love to hear about your process and just like how you, for someone who's new to this, who's never painted, you know, of course, not only because of the pandemic, but because of the great rise of awareness for all of us in our unique ways right now. Such a beautiful time. Feels so important what you're doing, like helping people explore new ways of connection. And even if someone is listening, one of you are listening and you feel like, well, I don't meditate or I'm not really aware of that stuff. Or like, it's really, I know, Colleen, that you have this gift for breaking open, just like, not using the right terms here, but just helping people to connect with who they truly are as a soul. Or so,
right.
Please go ahead. I don't want to dominate, but go ahead.
No. Yeah. So it's what I would say is if you have a desire to paint, or like, let's say you go into a shop and to a craft store and you're like, oh my God, those colors are so beautiful. I'd love to buy. I love going into a shop and seeing paint, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, I want every color and I want every brush. Candy store, right? So, but I know people feel that because I've heard people say, oh, I just, you know, I wish I could paint, or I go into a shop and I want to buy paints, but I don't know how. And just start, you know, is the best thing to do. And it's very intimidating because it is facing you. It's not like playing an instrument. You know, it's not like playing an instrument. You play an instrument, it sounds like crap, and then you can put it down. And it's not like you're facing it and looking at it. You're like, oh my God, that's bad. Oh my God, that's bad. It's like,
right. Literally in front of you.
Yeah, it's in your face. And so it's giving you, but in a way, like, I'll look at my paintings, and for me, what it's turned into is when I used to judge that, now what I do is I think of it as a puzzle, and I know it's not done because it doesn't feel done. And you also, you learn how to give yourself a break, like, just, you know, and that there's no rush, because like, even I'm going to show you a painting. I'm not done with this painting, right? Yeah. But this is like the beginnings. I mean, it's not the beginnings. It's like a mid part. Okay. So when you're in the mid part of a painting, it's not looking finished. And part of me, the part that wants to see the final product, is like, would you just hurry up? I want to finish this. It's layers. So then you say, okay, you need to be patient. So there's all these things that art, you know, art reflects life. It's just like, you know, you start and you put down the basics. And well, with what I do is I put down some layer, like I put down a layer of just color, I'll just pick a color, anything I'm drawn to. And I just do some, and I use acrylics and I just use water and paint. And I just kind of, you know, fill the canvas with color. Okay. And, quick tip, if you're going to do different colors, don't use warm and cold together. Like, don't use reds and oranges with blues and greens, because you'll make mud. So just stick to one palette, like one cold or warm.
For novices, you know.
Yeah. You don't want to make mud right away and be like, oh, forget this, right? Just, you know. And I make mud. I still make mud, you know. But you can cover over mud. It's no big deal. And sometimes mud can kind of cool. It looks earthy. I start like that. And then what I do is, so I make my paintings very intentional. So all my paintings have an intention. And so I will say, like, you know, and I do this with my journaling too. I'll say, you know, what do I need to know right now? What do I want to focus on? You know, what, or I'll know, like, I'm looking to focus more on being confident, or allowing the flow of my higher knowing to come through. Or, you know, this painting was, I, it's about my full, I step in fully to my soul self-expression. So it's like, I'm going to be completely like, I just want to come from that, from my soul self-expression. So you can put whatever you do. I do it with lots of different, every painting I do, I put some type of an intention, and then I usually take a photo of it. So I know, cause I'll forget. Yeah. And then, so that's infused. So in a way you've activated the canvas with this energy, right? And painting words is super powerful too, because you have to paint it more than once. And then you paint, and you don't have to worry about that. Whatever you painted underneath won't even show. And then on top of that, I will do some more layers of just color, and I'll do mark making. And then maybe I'll be wanting to use some type of symbolism. So a symbolism that is like maybe an animal or like an arrow, like let's say I'll do like an arrow for focus. You know, I'll do little things that will remind me of what I'm trying to create more of in my life, and what I'm being drawn to. And in that process, you are exchanging this energy of what you're wanting to create. You're stepping more fully into that energy, and it works on the outside. It goes, you know, I got chills right now. It's like,
I have chills as you're talking. That's like the process of it. It's not about the result, right? It's the process of, like, that's so powerful. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it is so powerful. And then if you decide when you're done that you want to sell it, great. But maybe you just want to repaint over it with another. Like, you can make really thick painting with just heaps of, you know, there's like a meditation canvas, you know,
what a great point. Really just thinking, oh, well, maybe you'll keep, or, you know, maybe you'll keep it, maybe you'll paint over it. Just that concept. I feel like, I don't know. I was sort of raised to be like, oh, it's like this, or oh, that sucks, or that's this, or, you know, and we hold ourselves back in those ways. And you're right. I never thought about it. About it's true with art. Like, you're literally staring at it, but so you have to be that much more, I guess, in the flow state to like get out of your head and just into your.
Well, and what you do too is you get to really work on your stuff. Yeah. At the canvas. So like, okay, I'm being really judgmental right now. I'm really judging this piece of art. So, how can I be softer with myself here? How can I, you know what? It's just art. It's no big deal. You know, I can paint over this. This isn't the everything and all, and it's not going in the freaking Louvre, dude. It's just.
Okay, so how do you, I guess maybe you can't express it in a short, so in your current painting program that I read that you're doing, it's helping people connect with their soul, their higher knowing through painting.
Totally.
So, how long is that program? And like, I kind of want to do it.
Are you talking about the little program I just put out? Love energy
that I just recently saw.
So that's my love energy painting program. So what you do is it's a real basic step-by-step course for, you know, just what I said. You paint, and then you write the words, and then because people, I think painting words is much less intimidating. So you actually paint. I'll show you the painting. It's right here. So
I saw that on your, I saw that somewhere you had posted it somewhere.
It's called Radiate. This one says Radiate Love Energy. And then like, you know, you, there's like, you know, you put things, you can find stencils. You can use stencils in it. And it's nothing serious, you know, it's not like you're, because I think we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And I learned how to do this through one of my mentors, and I love her to death. Her name is Whitney Freya. Mm-hmm. And we started doing a yes. It was a yes painting program. And I've already painted over the first yes I did. But I do yes paintings every once in a while. So just like, I'm just saying yes to my life right now. I'm saying yes to what's coming in. I'm using, you know, and just painting the word yes is super powerful. You
know? Yeah.
So we need more love energy in the world, right? So it's like, that will fix everything. If everyone were to put a lot of love energy in, it would. So this is just another thing you can do, and it's fun. It's super fun and therapeutic.
That's what I love, of how I feel like you actively, consciously bring together joy, positivity, empowering others and the healing aspect of art into, I don't see that. Maybe I'm just, I mean, I feel like it's so, it's critical right now, isn't it?
Yeah. And I think it's coming out. There's a lot more artists. There's a lot more women that are doing, a lot of women.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think they're feeling more and more called to this. And, you know, I've seen a huge growth personally in it. But I'll tell you a funny story of just like that whole, how it does transform. Like, and I've done a lot of workshops and the way I, and live workshops where we sit and paint, and all the women in there say that they've had a transformative experience. They do. You have a, you cannot not, if you paint, because it will bring stuff up. And it's, you know, and you have all this time, like you're painting these words that you're focusing on, you're painting these images that you're focusing on, and it's taking that special time. I mean, most people don't, they rush through their lives. You know, we rush and we're always on to the next thing. And it makes you stop and pause and really focus for a period of time. It could be 10, 15 minutes a day, but it's just taking that special time, you time, to do you, to focus what you're here to do on this earth, you know? And I'll tell you a quick funny story though about painting. I'm sorry, honey, if my husband listens to this. Him and I had gotten in, like, we were in an argument or something, and I was feeling really irritated, and I said, I was going to go in the studio and paint a love painting. So I went in and I started painting love, and I was like, all right, it's so hard to think about love right now and whatever. And I did. And I came out of there and I was like, I could feel the elevation of my energy. Like, and I almost always do feel an elevation of my energy after I paint, you know?
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. As you're speaking, there's so many correlations, of course, between creating songs and creating visual. And even for the process, you know, because like, just, you know, quick anecdote, like, right now I'm writing and have been writing intensely, like last week, working with this amazing team. I'm so excited about it. But you know, the song before it's done, I'm just noticing the difference of different ways of doing it. Like for me, I'm really a lyrics person. Everyone's different, so it's not like one is better than the other, but I'm definitely like channeling and present. But when you're working with other people, when you're collaborating with other people, maybe it adds a different element of challenge, especially if you're not, you don't know them yet. But just noticing myself, like listening to something, and you're like, oh, but that's not the right word. That's not the right word. Like you want it to be done and it's not done, but that's that awareness of, oh, I'm being really fucking hard on myself right now for no reason. Like, that sounds pretty great. It's just me. I just want it to be, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny how, just like what you said, just that having the awareness is already so major, you know?
And you brought up something about like the contrast. So you know, with that, like the whole feeling of, okay, so this isn't done yet, or this is that contrast, that feeling of it's not perfect is so important. You know, we need that, because that makes that makes us step up. That makes us push forward. That makes us expand, you know? So we need that. And like with the painting, like even contrast in darks and lights, and contrast in, what was I going to say? But we need those negative experiences, or we need those to catalyze us into something more, you know? And it's, I just love it. I just love how that does that. And with your, you know, with, if you're hitting a wrong note, you have to switch it, or I don't know how it would go.
It's a taste thing, but yeah, like, oh, that could be better if I change, maybe I change the rhythm there, or change the word there, or that, but the intention also is very similar and different, but similar. It's cool to hear you say, right before, you know, this, the intention for the painting, with a song, it's a little bit easier because usually in the title or sometimes it goes a different way, of course, you know, totally different way. But, it's just really, just very interesting to hear the correlations between just your process and how you connect, and how, and that you're helping other people connect, which is, just,
I mean, I never thought we'd be doing this, right? I never thought that, But this is just the way it's happened. And this is what I feel like I like to do. I really love connecting with women too, like in a group setting. And now we're doing a lot of it online. But there's something so special about being able to share our heart on that level, because it's so, you know, it's not really accepted. And so if you get that kind of nice, beautiful group of women where you can really share from that space, it's so uplifting and empowering. And that's really with the art too. I think that there's a major element of painting is you feel like you become more empowered because you have these tools, you know, and you can come to the canvas or you can, and I journal a lot too. So journaling is a huge part of my spiritual growth, you know, and how I communicate, but yeah, it's, you know, it's a ride.
Yeah. That's really awesome. Gosh, I just had something I wanted to say and I lost it because I got swept up in your thought, which was great. It's probably not coming back. No, I'm just enjoying this conversation so much. Thank you so much. Anyone listening, please do check out Colleen Talbot on, of course, I'm going to give you your Instagram because that's, well, you can see I'm following her, but Colleen, two L's, two E's, right? T-A-L-B-O-T. And on her
underscore art. It's underscore, it's Colleen Talbot underscore art.
Yep, Colleen and, underscore art. Yep. And you can you can click on her link in the bio and you can see her. She has one-on-one courses. She has a lot, there's a lot going on and there will be more there. You're getting more into creativity, sharing more ideas in this wavelength. But
I'm working with a group coming up here soon. It's all launching in April. It's called the Festival of Feminine Power and Artistry, which should be cool. It's a collaboration with lots of different artists. And I do have a program coming up in a few months that I'm working on. So that'll be good. And then I have the love painting. So you can, if you just want to dip your toe into it and check it out, that's a good place to start.
Awesome. Yeah. Also, I just wanted to say, I know you're talking a lot about groups of women, which I absolutely big fan of, but obviously I don't like to exclude anyone. And I know there are men listening here and who might be interested in your courses too.
Yeah, totally. Men, we love men. It's all good.
We all deal with things differently, but they're kind of the same, just different, you know?
And I guess it just seems like women are the ones that are drawn to this more, but I'm sure there's men out there too. So
For sure. Men listening to this program are definitely the type of open, conscious people who would be drawn to what you're doing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to include everyone.
Yeah.
And obviously all souls, everyone. Colleen, thank you so much for your time, for your amazing heart and gifts and insights and for turning around, you know, just creating and sharing.
Thanks. Thanks, Jess. I just, you know, I just feel like I'm just following the breadcrumbs. So it's all, and it's, I'm loving it. And I'm following the joy. So thank you. Thank you for doing what you do. I love what you do. And we'll just keep on keeping on, sister.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys. Please check out, I know you'll love her, Colleen Talbot underscore art on Instagram for all the goodies. And thank you for being here. Until next time, do something creative today, right?
Yes, for sure.
Bye.
Bye.